Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Libraries don't just lend books anymore. Some of them let people borrow fishing poles, knitting needles, even musical instruments. There's a new pilot program in New York now. It lets people use their library cards to check out a necktie, a briefcase, or a handbag if they're going to, say, a job interview or some other important event. Kimberly Spring is network manager of the Riverside Area Branches for the New York Public Library. Kimberly, why did the library start this kind of lending?
So this program began when a talented young adult librarian, Michelle Lee from the Riverside Library, saw a real need in her community. She hosted a series of job preparation workshops, and she noticed that a lot of her young participants did not have access to professional supplies or gear, such as neckties, purses, briefcases.
As something that might set you apart a little bit when you go up for an interview. And, you know, there are places like Dress for Success and many other organizations that do this very same thing. So how does it fit into the remit of a library?
Well, Michelle has... She has a large following with the young adults that come to the library. They're directly across the street from the Martin Luther King High School. So she sees these teens on a daily basis, and she established a rapport with them. She just wanted to do something to help the students.
And so most of the people who come to her are young.
Yes, but it's just not limited to young adults. Adults are free to utilize the resources as well. It's free access for everyone.
Now, along with the bags and belts, do people also get fashion advice? Like, does somebody say, no, don't wear this one?
Well, you know, we do have resources that can guide people with their fashion decisions. But what we do like to give them is tips to have a successful interview.
So that comes along with checking out a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Kimberly, have you seen any recipient of some of the bags and briefcases?
Yes, actually, one of the young adult volunteer actually checked out a purse recently as well, and have gone out on a couple of job interviews. I don't know if they got any positive news back yet, but...
But the library should take all the credit if they get it.
You know, when you look good, you feel good. You feel more confident, you know, when you're going out.
Yeah, so. I think that's definitely true. and people are under obligation to bring them back, just like they bring back a book that they loaned out.
Yes. So any material that's checked out is subjected to a 3-week loan period. And, you know, if the item is, we ask that the participants take care of the items. But if they lose something, you know, we're not going to chase after them. We just want them to continue to utilize the service and utilize the public library.
You mean you chase after people to get a fine on a book, but you're not going to for a belt? This is not fair.
No, we don't chase people. If you have fines, you're still welcome. Come to the library. We'll please, we don't want you to stay away from the public library. Come on back to us.
Whether you need a bag or a tie or a book. All right. Thank you. Nice to talk to you. Kimberly Spring, network manager of the Riverside Area of Branches for the New York Public Library. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.